This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Here we are on location, just off Queensway in historic South Fort George District in Prince George Clayliton-A, at the newly minted office of the Prince George Métis Community Association. And speaking with us today, we have both
Sylvia DeRocher, I'm the president for the Prince George Métis Community Association.
And
Denise Porter, a Métis citizen and office worker.
And coming to town late this May, 23rd to 25th, is a dance ensemble, the Asham Stompers. And can you tell me a little bit about this event, where the group is coming from, and really why we should be excited? Because this is the first time this group has come to Prince George.
Yes, we're very excited about this. Our community has been wondering how we can bring our Métis culture to Prince George. And since we have always been known as the invisible people, now it's time for us to become visible. And the Asham Stompers are very critical to our culture as they show the dance and the music. And they also hail from our homeland, which is in Manitoba, near the Red River Valley. That is our home base. And that's where they're from. And so they're bringing our community together, helping to bring our community alive. And not only that, but showcasing an integral part of our culture, which is the music and the dance and the language. It's time that we put ourselves out there and let everybody know that we're still here. Yes, and we want to have some fun. They're fun, and we want to have some fun, and we want people in Prince George to have fun, to come and just get a little taste of who we are and that we are actually a fun people.
It is nice to have some levity, especially as we're emerging out of a winter, moving into the spring, the summer's knocking on the door. It is time to dance. But what style of dance are the Asham Stompers? What do they bring to the stage?
They bring, of course, the Métis jigging. They also bring square dancing and all of the other little dances that we do as Métis people. Some of that we have been inherited from our Irish cousins, some from our First Nations cousins, but it's a lot of jigging, and it's a different style of jigging and fiddle playing. Very, very important. You can't have the jigging without the fiddle playing. And together, they are amazing.
So is there also a live band accompanying these dancers for the event?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. They're bringing their whole ensemble, and I believe it's a group of 15. And yeah, they bring their own music as well, because that's who they have been practicing their dancing with. And because the fiddle music, it can change from fiddler to fiddler. And so that's who they're used to. And so it's going to be wonderful, yes.
Providing a little extra flair, we connected with Arnold Asham, manager and promoter of the Asham Stompers over in Winnipeg, who gives us a little summary on the history of the Red River Jig.
The Red River Jig was invented right here at the city of Winnipeg and at the forks of the Red and Assiniboine Rivers in the early 1800s to attract the fur traders into the colony to trade furs. These fur traders used to go whipping down the river with their dog sleds laden with furs, and they wouldn't stop at the Métis colony. So these Métis people developed this dance. They went down to the river and did the dance. The fur traders stopped for a few minutes, turned into a few hours, turned into an overnight, a weekend, and eventually turned into a 10-day festival that lasted for over 100 years. So the Red River Jig is very important in the formation of Manitoba and Confederation in general and the fur trade.
So when I'm listening to this music and I'm watching this dance and I feel like, you know, I want to dance and I want to party, that's kind of the whole point, isn't it? It's created this way
exactly.
By design.
And these fur traders, the French and the Irish and the English, they all loved this Red River Jig, and they would come back year after year, and the Métis people would dance almost all night till dawn in the morning, and it wasn't unusual to wear out a pair of moccasins in one evening.
So bring an extra pair of shoes, maybe.
So I go over all that in every show we do. Right. That's why it sounds like I got it memorized, and I have. Not memorized, but, you know, I've done it so many times, it just comes natural.
You've taken this dance troupe overseas to perform, is that right?
We have, yes. We've performed in Scotland and Shetland Islands and Edinburgh, and we've been to Mexico twice, Zacatecas and Little Churn. We've been to Northwest Territories, the Olympics in Vancouver, so that's as far west as you can go, and then the Festival of Colors in Cape Breton. You know, we've also done quite a few down south. You know, we danced at the World Curling Championships in Fargo.
Oh,
but we've
cool.
done other stuff down there as well. And I also own and operate Asham Curling Supplies. We've been in business 45 years, and we're worldwide, so if there's any curlers in Prince, they will probably decide to come out and see us. Okay?
Well, we can't wait to have you in Prince George. Safe travels.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Now back to Sylvia Desrochers and Denise Porter at the new Prince George Métis Community Association office off Queensway.
So they're coming all the way from Manitoba. 15 people is an impressive number of artists to gather all together on one bus and head all the way out to Prince George. And is this part of a greater tour? Are they going to be visiting other destinations, or is Prince George the solo trip?
Well, I believe a couple years ago they were in Golden, so that was the first one in BC. But they do want to travel in BC, and especially in the north, because they haven't ever been here. So this is probably the start of that.
So this is the first time this group has come to Prince George. This event doesn't happen very often. Am I right about that?
No. I have been here since 1963, and I don't have a memory of any other group this size coming to this, to Prince George. And the Asham Stompers have been all over the world. But they've never been to northern BC. So this is their chance to come and visit and give us some excitement and a taste of who they are. It's wonderful, yeah.
This is actually a landmark moment.
It is, and we're excited. Well, we're too old to be excited, but we're but we're excited for our people, because we want our people to experience them. And hopefully that'll help to make our culture, you know, our culture that has been lost, that will make it come alive again.
Yeah. So the office here at 2588 off Queensway in town is a fairly new location for the society, for Prince George Métis Community Association. What brought about that change? Why did you feel it was important to establish a new location, a new office here in historic Fort George?
Well, prior to this, we've been downtown in an office in a basement with no windows. It was not accessible. And so we looked for a place where we could gather, that our elders, and especially our elders and our disabled, could access. And we found this place, and we liked South Fort George area, because when I first came here in 1963, South Fort George was a large community of Métis. And so it's just like coming home.
What does it mean to you to be able to bring this into Prince George and experience it here for the first time? I'm sure, you know, you've witnessed traditional Métis dance throughout your lives in various locations and various sizes, but this is a new scale, and you're bringing it here to Prince George. You said that this is really important for youth to be able to access it, and just our community at large. What's in it for you? Are you getting anything personal out of it?
You know, I've been going to places like Batoche for years, and the atmosphere there is so community-minded people, and the entertainment is amazing. You know, I didn't know that there were so many good entertainers out there. And they would bring our culture alive. And so to bring it here to Prince George, that is my goal, is to excite people a little bit and say, hey, I'm proud of this, and I'm proud to be Métis. And this is my culture, and this is part of it, and we're so much fun. You know, if you just get to know us a little bit, then you'd realize that we are our own distinct culture. We are all our own distinct nation. We are a part of the indigenous people. It's like, okay, we're not invisible anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we can actually say that we're proud to be Métis nowadays. And this is who we are, and this is a part of us, and we want to share ourselves with you, with all of you. And it's not just the First Nations here, it's for all of the cultures that are here. Because when you study all the cultures, there's a lot of similarities, and one of them is the music and the dance. And so we just want to share ourselves. Awesome. That's all.
And what venue is this happening at? Where can people get tickets?
Primarily at the Playhouse Theater. So they will be doing a performance, which is an interactive performance, meaning that people are invited to come up on stage and learn to jig. That will be Friday night. So that is the 23rd at the Playhouse from 6 until 7. We're hoping to have some kind of ticket system going because it does seat, I believe, 295 people. So our office, of course, here is at 2588 Queensway, but we are open on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I will add the phone number, though. So it is 236-423-3455.
They will be performing on Friday, which is with the school division students. And so they will be in Vanier Hall first, PGSS.
And then Dutchess Park.
And then Dutchess Park.
But that is not open to the public. That'll be for our school kids, but on the Friday during the day. Open to the public, of course, at the Playhouse on Friday night, though. Then again, the Ashram Stompers will be performing again on the Saturday, the 24th, at 11 o'clock, starting at 11, and then there'll be another performance again at 1 o'clock that day. We hope to culminate this with a dinner and dance, which unfortunately will not be free, but the tickets will only be $20, so that will be held at the Kinsman Place this year. So that'll be, yeah, we're really looking forward to that as well. And then a final performance, Clinatene Park, Saturday morning around 10:30. And that will be the last time you will be able to see the Ashram Stompers for this go-around anyways, for this event. Yeah.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.